Hey, this is Dean Richards from Sunday Mornings here on WGN and the WGN-TV Morning News. Now back to Lou Manfredini, a Dean's List A+, and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Dino. Okay, I am very excited about this Noodaloo 2. My excitement of this Noodaloo 2 is only eclipsed by my producer's excitement.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
Right, which is a little weird.
I know.
Right?
It was just fun.
All right, take a listen to this one.
Goes this week's Noodaloo 2. That's right. There's a new stud finder in town, ladies, and they're calling it the Stud Pop. But it's fun for both girls and boys. Our Noodaloo 2 this week, Stud Pop, is a new stud finder design that uses a magnet to locate the studs in your wall. Now, using magnets to find studs is nothing new, but typical magnet stud finders tend to not be all that reliable. Stud Pop seems to have found the solution. And let me tell you, I had so much fun with it. I'm not even kidding. Okay, to find wood studs using a magnet, what you're basically doing is finding the metal screw or nails that are used to fasten the drywall to the walls or ceilings. While this method works well in most cases, sometimes it can be a little difficult to feel the magnetic resistance of a small screw when moving the magnet over a large surface, right? Well, pop goes the problem. The Stud Pop uses a magnet that is attached to a popper to accentuate a positive hit. When you pass the Stud Pop over a screw head, the popper pops into place to exaggerate the fact that metal has been found. Not only can you see it pop into place, you can also hear it.
OMG.
I'm not sure why I kept getting this feeling, but for some reason it reminded me of playing with a Ouija board. It's like the wall was speaking to me.
Lindsay, you found a stud.
Stud Pops were invented by a contractor, are small enough to fit into your pocket, do not require batteries, cost less than $10 on Amazon, and are made right here in the USA. I'm going to put a video on just what it is I'm talking about up on Lou's Facebook page. Also, I will put a link up on WGNradio.com, on Lou's Facebook page, and also on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. We think you're going to like it. That's this week's New to Lose.
I love this Noodaloo, too.
I love this one.
Okay. Veronica, where's the camera? Can you see that?
I can sort of see it, yeah.
Oh, and you can do this.
Oh, yeah, and it doubles as a maraca.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, you people. Here's your candy.
I can't hear any the word stud finder together without laughing.
I know. I was going to go there in the Noodaloo too. You know, my audio, Veronica, but I...
One of my favorite, you know, one of my defining moments on television was one of the very first times I was on television. And I used the I used a stud finder, an electronic stud finder, on Matt Lauer. It literally was the third time I was ever on television. I'm sure that they must have thought, "Who is this guy?"
Oh my God!
And I had the electronic stud finder. It was the very first real segment I did on the Today Show when Jeff
awesome.
Zucker, who was then the executive producer of the Today Show, said to me, "And remember, kid, you're only as this show's all about women." So make sure it appeals to women. And he said, and you're only as good as your last segment.
I love that
I've told
line.
You that, right? And this is, I mean, I don't tell people this, but I've been on that show for 17 years. 17
how
years.
How did Matt handle it?
He was shocked. So I took the stud finder, and you know, I've known him for a long time, and he is very well prepared. He reads all the notes. What happens is in these national shows, everything they're going to do tomorrow, they send a detailed list of everybody, all the guests, and this is what they're doing. The producers put together all these notes. And, you know, there's a few on-air people that don't read a thing. They just kind of go, oh, take me through it, whatever. And you can get away with that, especially when you have experts on there. But Matt reads everything. And so he says to me, well, how does a stud finder work? You know, and I go, well... It actually detects the metal. People think that it detects the wood, but it's not. It's the metal and the screws and everything in there that detects it. And I go, and so when it comes across, you know, something, and we're outside, so there's no studs for me to hold it. I go, you can hold this up. And I also know that if you put it on your body, it will go off. Okay? It just does. I don't know if you got metal in you or whatever. You know, maybe it's all the lead we're drinking in the water. And I go, hey, and check this out. And it goes off, beep, and because I put it on his chest, it was right by his microphone. I didn't know that. But it was really, you could hear the beep. I go, look at that, man, Lauer, you're a stud. And he got a little embarrassed but laughed at it, you know, and afterwards he goes, that was funny. And I got to come back.
Very funny. I was going to do something like that with those, but if you think about...
I just like doing this.
If you think about how it detects the stud and what it does, I didn't think it was going to go hand in hand.
Right.
I thought it would be
so,
like...
It looks like a... What?
Nothing. Keep going.
What?
I'll tell you later.
It looks like a monocle first. Like if you were going to be... You know the guy when you go to buy the diamond and they say, you know, you want the cut and clarity. Oh, yeah. This is a 16. Mm-hmm. The thing the guy puts on his eye to show you, which whoever looks at a diamond like that, right? I have a friend of mine who's going to propose to his girlfriend. And he... I'll tell you because you know him. And I go, he's like, oh, you know, I'm learning all about these diamonds. I go, you know, the cut really, who looks at it through that thing? It's all about the color, right? You want it to be sparkly when the light hits it. So that little thing that the guy puts on his eye, that's what one part of this looks like. Then in the middle.
It looks like an Atari stick, kind of.
No. It looks like the thing you use in the game of life.
Oh, the little peg?
The peg, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Or no, Yeah, Monopoly, you're like the wheelbarrow or the car. Yeah, the game of life. Mm-hmm. It's this. And then it's like when...
Hold on.
It's slippery. Like when it's put together, it looks like a mortar and pestle. You know what that is?
No.
You don't? Have you ever seen when you go to a Mexican
restaurant? This is very confusing.
No.
People following this?
They're going to follow this. Have you ever gone to a Mexican restaurant where they make the guacamole right in front of you?
Yeah.
And they got that jar and the woman smashing the seasoning in there?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
that's a mortar and pestle. That's what Mr. Gower, you put poison in those pills. That's what he uses.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
You know who Mr. Gower is? Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. They're coming to get me. Okay. It's a little magnet. You hold it on the side of the wall, and it's like it's limp. It's hanging there. It's not standing at attention. And when you go across the wall and it hits the metal, it goes bing,
bing.
It's like, hello.
Boing.
There it is, and it stands at attention.
Right.
How much is it?
$10.
Made in the USA.
Made in the USA on Amazon.com. Everyone, you can just put it in your pocket.
The name of the company is Easy Street.
Easy Street.
I like it. In Kennebunk.
Kennebunkport, Maine.
Not Kennebunkport. Just says Kennebunk. It must be the cheaper part of town. In Maine. Made in the USA. This is awesome. Ace should sell these. And then you can just go to like this when people come up. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have fun with this all day.
I know. I had the best time with it. I felt like it was a Ouija board. How did you find this? Somebody posted.
I love this.
This is an Amazon account.
You know what? Mike Jakubowski would love this.
Great. Give him one.
I'm going to. No batteries, no calibration, no mistakes. Popper snaps up when a stud fastener is found.
Yeah.
So
that's
smart.
Okay. Somebody must have posted, like, in a review on his Amazon account that...
Oh, my gosh, it's already 8 o'clock.
This guy, Lou Manfredini, he does this segment called Noodaloo 2. You should send him this information. So he did.
As shown in the diagram, move the stud pop left to right about 24 inches, drop down 2 inches, then move the opposite direction. Repeat this back and forth and downward motion until you see... I want to talk to the guy that invented this. Like, how did he...
He would be happy to talk to you.
Now, it's interesting because it's got like a little screw top on it. There's something here that it was before it was this. Like, it has threads on it. I know that's probably there so you can grab it. But it looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like the outer thing looks like a thing you'd screw onto a hose.
Yes. I love your comparisons.
what was it? Mortar and Pestle. What was the other one?
Mortar and Pestle, the Monopoly piece.
The
Life, Game of Life.
And it's like Maraca. Hello, you peasants. Here's your candy. Happy St. Patrick's Day.